Your future is full of opportunities. Make decisions at ease. Discover that the good times are now and ahead. Look within to be motivated and manifest anything you desire. Your energy is you. Believe in your inner power. Imagine and create, because the universe is a series of probabilities and possibilities. Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Welcome back to The Mind Paradox podcast. Thank you for being here. Today, we are going to focus on a little bit of what our energy, frequency, and vibration is. I've been thinking about more specifically, how can we create the things that we want so easily and effortlessly? There are certain factors that kind of play into each other, and you probably have heard many people of, I'll give you the 5 secrets of how to do this, but they don't really, you get the secrets, but they don't really give you the aspect of how to utilize them. And I realized this when I started diving in a little bit more of creating and writing and manifesting the things that I want. There are certain tools that we use. One of them is frequency. We're not just solid objects separated by empty space. We are vibrational beings that inside of us, everything is vibrating. In fact, everything that we are and all of the things that are around us are vibrational. The trees, the walls, the water we drink, the food that we eat, each and every little single thing, it's vibrating at different frequencies. That's right. Everything that is around us, not just us, but like every little thing, it's frequency and it's energy. We're on a wavelength of different vibrational rates and frequencies. Therefore, frequency is an important tool to be aware of when we're creating the things that we want. I'll dive in a little bit more, but I wanted to kind of set the footwork of how frequency really benefits us on this aspect. We're always picking up energy through our bodies and through vibration. We need to become conscious when living among frequencies. Everybody has energy and everybody is radiating at a different vibe. So therefore, when we're open our tunnel of energy and who we want to bring in and what we want to do, we got to be conscious of how that's being projected. Everything is resonating, and we're resonating by adjusting an energy state. That's right. You probably have heard me in the previous episode how I talk about the conscience of our mind state, the mindset that we're in together. That's what we need to focus. We have the tendency to look outside ourselves and match frequencies. We do this unconsciously in order to find the equilibrium, security, and relief. We change our vibration and match anything that is around us for safety. So, for example, you probably have felt that, oh, you're vibing with this person, or I'm vibing with the song, or I'm vibing with this. That's your frequency matching with other people's vibration or other frequencies. There's an increasing vibration on the planet, and our bodies are adapting to a higher vibration. We have been programmed to absorb the frequency of others and what's around us. When you start to emit your own frequency, everything changes. So, when you're listening to a song and you vibe with that, check into that energy. What's the purpose of that frequency that it's been resonating with? Is it an emotion? Is it a thought? Is it a feeling? All of those are going to project and therefore is going to react. You're going to release those chemicals so that you feel the connection between the energy of whatever you're listening to and whatever you're inside projecting. One way to understand frequency is to imagine a room full with people who are sharing love, joy, happiness, and you just feel that. You probably have that feeling before. Yeah, you know that feeling when you enter a room and you just feel so much happiness? Well, each and every single one of these persons in this room has a feeling of lightness, and that's high frequency. So when you're in the room and you're with around people and you feel that and you're vibing that energy, that's high frequency. Whereas a room filled with angry, intense people has a feeling of heaviness, that's low frequency. It's a really easy way to distinguish both of them. Feel the vibration around you. Everything includes a wave of vibration and patterns. We will pick up energy we resonate within. For example, breathing transforms into oxygen. That's a variation of vibration. Nerves charging and changing, That the tingly sensation and sometimes when you get the chills you have, that's energy working inside you. The frequency of energy we hold inside is vibration, and here's why. But first, let's talk about what frequency creates. And frequency creates vibration, and vibration comes from the Latin vibration M, which means shaking. Frequency is the number of times that something happens over a period of time. Think of the word frequent. A higher frequency means something is happening more frequently. In other words, it describes a repetitive pattern or an event. So therefore, frequency is measured in hertz units and is the rate at which vibration occurs. You see how those two correlate together? I was blown away when I actually first understood this of frequent and frequently. Us humans have an optimal frequency, and so does everything else in the universe. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, vibration, and frequency. When creating the life you desire, check in on these three following: your energy, your vibration, and frequency. How all these come together, it's a huge aspect of the things that you're going to achieve and the things that you want. What is the energy that you're projecting? Where is your frequency? What vibration are you sending off to the things that you desire? One of the things that I really check in every night, it's my gratitude. Whenever I do my gratitude journal at night, I check where my energy's at, because those two are going to level with each other. Bruce Titiano is a research and a developer founder. He also discovered that a healthy body resonates at a frequency of 62 to 70 hertz. And when the body frequency drops to 58 or lower, it loads the energy and influences the body. So how is this important, and why is this important? When you're at a higher resonate, you vibrate at a different frequency. When you're lower, you're kind of feeling a little bit down, and you probably have experiences. But check in specifically in your frequency. When you're in a low vibe, will you be able to attract the things that you want? Think about that. Frequency communicates with our energy field. If it's low, there will be a block. Raise your vibration and energy will flow in the direction you desire. It's important to maintain a high vibrational state. For example, eat high frequency foods like raw fruits, veggies, mostly things that have high nutritional value. Broccoli and blueberries are by far one of my favorites because they contain the highest of frequencies and it calculates more energy. Including when you drink water, here's the key point. Water actually circulates more energy through their cells for clarity. That's huge to remember, specifically if you're detoxing or if you're fasting, especially a lot now that fasting is coming a lot into the world of how to maintain a healthy habit. Water really gives you that clarity because it circulates through your whole body with that energy in your cells specifically. Also, remember to meditate. I cannot stress enough with you guys how important and how sacred it is to have at least 2 minutes, 5 minutes to yourself and allow your mind to be in a state of calm. Use your imagination, flow down into your body and tune into your wavelength. Check in. This is a great aspect to remember. Your imagination is so powerful. You're probably wondering, well, how does my frequency look like? Use your imagination. Tune in, pretend that you have inside of you a wavelength and check in to see where is it at. It's a low or it's a high. Kind of like when you see those heart monitors, how you can see the rate of low, up and down, up and down. Imagine that was like your wavelength. Now, I want to share one of my favorite exercises that I do when I want to create the things that I want. I invite you for you to check to try it and let me know how that works and if you felt any different. Imagine you have an internal dial. And now as you're listening to this, you're going to crank up the dial to number one. You can set it up to 10 or 100. I know for me, sometimes 10th, it's like the highest. But for now, we'll do the number one. And as you practice the meditation, you're going to move up your dial to 1, 2, 3, 4, and etc. If you feel like you need a little more energy, dial it up a little bit. If you feel like you need a pickup, go ahead and dial it. That internal dialogue is for you to understand your frequency and understand where is it at with your vibration. Experience your vibration is getting higher and higher as you move up or you move down. You have the ability to control your energy and how you gave out your waves of projection, and same with the waves of your vibration, because everything is interconnected. So let's say you're working on your manifestations and you've been doing the work, you've been doing the internal and the external world, you're taking action, you're focusing on and what you want, and you're moving along, but for some reason there's something that is not there yet. Well, here's why. Crank up your frequency. The reason why, it's because if you're taking the action, but your energy is not at the level you want to be at, it's not going to flow. Check in with your energy and see where it's at. Specifically, when you want to create the things that you want, make sure that it's correlating. It's in the right state. It's in the right, you've cultivated that right energy to be sending the right energy. It's like a credit card, right? When you have a limit, let's say of $10,000, and you max it up, well, you can't use it anymore. So now you got to pay it down. It's the exact same way with your energy. You use your energy, and then you got to pay it back down, whether it is checking in where your energy at, where's your vibration level, where's that frequency, where's your dial at. Move it either up or down internally so that you can create that manifestation that you want to have in the physical realm. Check in with your energy. If you're down, what's blocking you? Life is energy and awareness. As we go, so goes the world, for the world is with us. If this resonated with you and you want to learn more about frequency, or you know someone that needs to listen to this podcast, just share it, review it. It helps me grow. I'm so happy to bring you more content to you guys. So let's stay connected.